exploring the rainforests of Costa Rica. Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. And State Farm agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to lend a hand. As your local good neighbor, he can help you look at the things you want to save for and come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being free of debt or free to roam the world, call State Farm agent Pete Euler in Emporia today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Keeping you in his time, 8:25. It's Newsmaker 2 time. Tony Schneider, Chase County Chamber Director, joining us right now.
Tony, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. How's everyone in Emporia?
Doing well so far. We thought we'd get a little bit more damp than we turned out to be here this morning.
Yeah. And
it's all right, though. How are things over at the County Chamber right now for you as you get ready for River Suite?
Everything's just really hopping over here in Chase County. We are getting so excited for our big event on the bridge on June 7th.
Yeah, you've got a lot of big events happening. Of course, the Strong City Rodeo will be prior to that, so you're going to one big event hopping right into another, huh?
That's right. No one can. Who could forget rodeo? Rodeo's fabulous. And this year, it's on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, as it has been for several years. And don't forget the parade, 2 o'clock on Saturday.
A parade like none other right there.
So true.
Exactly.
And we'll be talking with Dow Wilson, one of the organizers, coming up Monday to talk about specifically the Flint Hills Rodeo. For folks,
fantastic.
For folks, Tony, that have never been to the River Suite, give us a flavor of what's to come here in early June.
All right. So there's the old bridge that used to be used for all the car traffic. It had the trolley. It had everything. It was closed down in the 70s, and now it is just a pedestrian bridge, and so we blocked that off, and we put up huge tents to protect everyone from the sun or rain, set up tables underneath the Clover Cliff Ranch. The Cliff Restaurant is going to be catering for us this year. It'll be beautiful.
That's perfect right there.
We're also going to have Annie Wilson and the Tallgrass Express is going to be our musical entertainment for the evening. And they're going to be playing songs, some of their old songs, but more importantly, some of their new songs from their brand new album, which will be exciting.
Well, this is a wonderful event. And boy, the venue is absolutely perfect with the tents and you've got, the running water and the great entertainment. And the Cliff will be providing great food. If you haven't had a chance to dine there, you really should make the trip and check that out. So how can we get our tickets first, Tony?
So you go to our website and the premier event, River Suite, at heartoftheflinthills.com.
Tony, what has made River Suite such a, I think you can call it now, a long-standing feature here for you at the Chamber and really for Chase County as a point of pride now?
Yeah, I think it's been almost 15 years that they've held this event. And it just brings the community and visitors together. It is an annual event and almost like a homecoming or a reunion type event. You know, are you going this year? Well, of course we're going this year. Are you going to be there? Well, of course we'll be there.
Well, and annually this does sell out because the river's, the bridge is only so big, right? You can only fit so many tables on that bridge.
That is right. That is right. And the tickets are selling very well. So if you're interested in coming and joining us, you really ought to get your ticket pretty soon. And something special I wanted to mention this year is we will have a cash bar, as we have in the past. But this year, the proceeds from the cash bar will go to the Strong City Preservation Alliance in their project to restore the old 1900 theater in Strong City. So volunteers from that organization will be manning the bar. So I encourage everyone to partake and as well as ask the volunteers how the progress is going because it is going really well on the restoration of the Opera House.
Yeah, we had a chance to feature the Strong City Preservation Alliance on something entirely different yesterday as part of the Emporia Community Foundation Match Day presentation that was really the nonprofit announcements that were taking place on our airwaves yesterday. Tony, how much work do you guys put in here from the chamber side of things on organizing River Suite, and How early do you start the process in getting ready for the upcoming River Sweep?
Yeah, pretty much after we get the place cleaned up from 1 year, I jump right into planning the next year, you know, making notes of things we could do just a little bit different to improve the event. And it is a lot of work. It's kind of like hosting 250 of your closest friends for dinner on the patio of your home.
Well, get your tickets, and how can we get our tickets again, Tony?
So, again, you go to heartoftheflinthills.org and look for River Sweep. You can buy them online. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at the chamber, too.
Really quickly here, Tony, before we let you go, what are some of the other things that you're working on here for the Chase County Chamber later in the year, once you get past the rodeo, once you get past River Sweep?
So once we get past those early June events, we move into the peak visitor time for the Flint Hills. You know, people are really starting to come. So I work with all of the other organizations, nonprofits, and businesses to just make sure we're ready for those visitors and make sure everybody, not just in the state of Kansas, but outside of the state of Kansas, knows what the heart of the Flint Hills is all about and that they need to come and see us.
All right, heartoftheflinthills.com/riversweet is how you can get more information and your tickets to the River Sweet event coming up Friday, June the 7th at Cottonwood Falls in the Cottonwood Falls, historic Cottonwood River Bridge there in Cottonwood Falls. Great night, great entertainment, great food, a lot of great fellowship too. So get your tickets. Don't delay because this does sell out each and every year. Tony, anything else we need to add before we put a bow on this?
Well, I suppose, you know, we should mention the Symphony in the Flint Hills.
Sure.
Know, that's what kind of started this whole thing was to have a fun event the night before Symphony in the Flint Hills. And this year's event's going to be magnificent. It's just over the Chase County line into Greenwood County near Cassidy.
All right. And tickets are still available for that, Tony?
Yes, there are still some tickets available for that. And pretty much the same thing, Symphony in the Flint Hills, and that's .org.
Okay,
sounds good. Well, Tony, thanks for joining us here today. I know you're busy, but really appreciate you spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Tony, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. River Sweet, Friday, June 7th. As Tony mentioned, Saturday is Symphony in the Flint Hills.
Believe it or not. Just
June 8th,
late May, early June. Peak time for activities here across the KVUE listening area. Don't forget that we've got Karen May, Certified Chick Counselor, with our Medicare Minute coming up after our local area world headlines coming up. Don't forget that tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 will be Roger Heineken talking about the upcoming start of the Sundays at the Site schedule this upcoming weekend.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. It is 8:33. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Let's get ready to rumble, says former President Donald Trump in response to President